20. He calls for the fair catch at the 47-yard line. First and 10, Rams. They'll have it 3 yards shy of Broken Arrow territory with 10:27 left to go in the third quarter.
Well, we talked off the air a little bit about we thought this was going to be a slobber knocker when we came in here tonight, and I'm just as surprised as everyone else. I mean, I know Owosso had a chance to win this, but I am surprised, at least in that first half, the way that they were able to dominate the football, and it all fell into this offensive line. They are crushing up front.
Austin Havens with Derek Overstreet behind him. Overstreet takes the handoff, gets down to the 44-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7 on the play, and that'll bring up second down and 3. Derek Overstreet, the 5'8", 175-pound junior running back.
See, that's 6 yards on first down. Coach Blankenship can't be any more thrilled than to watch his big hogs up front blowing out this defensive line of Broken Arrow.
Second down and 4. Adams split to the left. And now a handoff again. First man through. Overstreet down to the 40, down to the 35. That is another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down as he'll finally be brought down, well, right there at the 36-yard line.
So now we're seeing Broken Arrow bring an extra guy or two men up into the box. They tried to bring some, I think, a linebacker or a safety off that right side who really overran the play, and the Rams still able to push the football. So, again, watch for Broken Arrow to creep up into the box, and the Rams open up with a pass.
First and 10 Rams at the Broken Arrow 36. Havens back to pass, aiming for Cole Adams. It is caught at the 6-yard line. He is still on his feet, but finally dragged out of bounds right there at the 6-yard line, and they are just shy of the promised land.
That was a great adjustment by Cole Adams to come back and get the football. It was a little bit underthrown, but the defender did not have his back or actually turn around to find the football, and it was a nice throw and catch from Havens to Adams. Once again, Rams with another opportunity to extend their lead.
Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. First and goal from the 6-yard line for these Owosso Rams. 8:57 and the clock rolling. If you're just joining us on radio, Owosso leading at 22-0 here at the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. Trips to the left this time. One man in motion to the right. Handoff, Derek Overstreet pummeled there at the line of scrimmage and pushed back a bit. That'll bring up second down and goal. And he's brought back for a 2-yard loss. He'll go back to the 8-yard line here.
So they're trying to run that sweep as a fake, and we're going to bring Trey Goins in and run out of the Wildcat, or the Wild Ram, as we used to say. Actually, he's going out wide to the left. I thought he was coming in at quarterback, so correct that. Austin Havens will remain at quarterback.
Havens with those trips to the left, switches places with Overstreet, hands it off to Overstreet. Up the left side he goes. He'll be brought down at the 5-yard line.
You know, that didn't look like much, but I think Havens really had a good read as Broken Arrow was adjusting their defense right before the snap.
They make a lot of third downs here at the Broken Arrow Tiger Stadium. They got the PA man going and the screen staying third down, and they're really trying to get this crowd into it.
Well, a big opportunity here. It's third and about six and a half to reach the end zone. Cole Adams will run out to the left side in single coverage.
Goins and Ronnie Thomas out to the right, dropping back to throw. Havens aiming for Cole Adams. They should throw a flag there. I don't think they did. And we've got an incomplete pass there.
I thought he got tackled before the play, but yeah. apparently not.
Well, that would usually be pass interference, but it's not tonight. Fourth down, it's goal from the 6-yard line. And I'll bring out Hagan Hood to try to kick a field goal here.
Hate to miss that opportunity there, but we'll the sure-footed Hagan Hood will come in for the field goal.
Well, he might. We thought he was kicking an extra point earlier.
Surely they wouldn't do it twice.
Here's the hold, the kick. It is through the uprights and good, and it is 25-0 with 7:13 left to go in the third quarter. This field goal and score is brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. We will be back right after this 30-second break. You've got the Rams on 100.1 KYFM.
Takawaso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Takawaso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Takawaso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at takawaso.com. Takawaso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Takawaso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Takawaso.
Welcome back. A Hagen Hood field goal makes it a 25-0 ball game. 7:03 left to go in this third quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams, and Kelly Ward along with you. Brandon Brewer making the video look good. Aaron Garner and Michaela Washington in the booth with us as well. Your entire Owosso Sports Network crew watching a monumental victory of the number one Owosso Rams so far over the Broken Arrow Tigers. Hello to the legend, Brian Montanati. He's listening tonight. I don't know who gave the woman below us the cowbell, Brian, but she is, enthusiastically playing it tonight. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Hagen Hood kicking from left to right. End-over-end kick is going to be fielded at the 10-yard line. Receivers on his horse, the 15, 20, 25, 30, brought down at the 33-yard line. First and 10, Broken Arrow.
And a great tackle there on special teams by Cody Chase, not only on the defensive side in the secondary, but if he doesn't make that tackle, that could be a big problem for the Owosso Rams. As it is, Broken Arrow will take over first and 10 from their own 33-yard line.
First and 10, Tigers, 6:58 left to go in this third. 25-0 our score.
That was Hagen Hood's fourth field goal of the season as he continues his streak.
Reigns handing off. First man through gets to the 35-yard line, brought down right there at the 35. That'll be a gain of three on the play. Second down and 7 now.
We mentioned David Alexander. It's his MO to try to get behind his offensive line, but he doesn't quite have the horses that he had in the past. He's still got some hogs up front, but that Owosso defensive line is not moving out much at all. That battle in the trenches.
Twins out to the left, one man split to the right. Reigns taking the snap here. Bounces into his hands, and he hands off to the first through. He's going to be brought down, Marion Horn, at the 38-yard line.
Cody be a Chase again on another tackle. He's dominating this.
Gain of 2 on the play. Second down and, or third down and 5, I'm sorry, from the 38-yard line. 5:55 left to play here.
Been a quick game with all the running game we've had going here this evening.
Twins out to the right. Jake Reigns ready to take the snap here. Dropping back to throw. Reigns looking, running instead. He'll take it up to the 40. Still on his feet at the 45. 50 down to the 45. Ran out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
Well, the Rams had him contained there for a moment, but he's too quick and fast. He saw the lane, able to bolt out to the right side. Just a good player making a good play for Broken Arrow.
First and 10 for the Tigers. 35-yard line is where they'll take it, to the Owosso 35. Hello to Chris Harris, director of the Pride of Owosso. He's listening in tonight. Reigns with a quick toss into the hands of Horn. He'll get down to the line of scrimmage and about a yard further. Second down and 9.
Cody Chase again on the tackle. A solo tackle, and he's a sure tackler.
He is. You know, that's one of those things where some of these kids that we haven't called their names a whole lot in the past year, they just really step up and show out. Derek Overstreet was one of them a year ago this week. Ronnie Thomas. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Reigns on the count here. He drops back to throw. He'll throw through the flat, and it's off the fingertips of his intended receiver.
Yeah, that pass was way behind his receiver. That was Jaleel Talley. And so that brings up a third and long for Broken Arrow. That was a big drop and a big miss that time. And the Ram defense might be able to pin their ears back and put pressure on Reigns. Got to keep him contained, though, because he showed his elusiveness when he gets out into open space.
Third and nine from the 35-yard line.
Big down here for the Rams.
4:49 to play. Man in motion to the left now for Broken Arrow. And now Jake Graves is going to drop back to throw under pressure. He'll throw across the flat and connect with an open receiver who gets down to the 29-yard line.
Brandon Ramsey on the tackle that time. And so you're kind of in that no man's land. Coach Alexander may have thought this was four down territory, and he's leaving his offense out on the field.
Fourth down and three to go. Barnes was the ball carrier on the last play. We'll see who they give it to this time. 4:20 and this clock rolling here.
Big opportunity to get your defense off the field. This may be where Reigns tries to throw it out to the left, out in the flat.
He's got twin receivers to the left at the
line. Oh, we got movement on the left tackle.
Movement, yes.
Move them back 5 yards.
Throwing up those flags. Hello to Shannon Roush, publisher of Stone Canyon Living, who just sent me a Christopher Walken meme and said, we just need more cowbell. So, fourth down and eight to go after the penalty.
This lady must have a son playing.
She must. Something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Fourth down and eight, 4:03 left to go here.
Well, Coach Alexander going to leave his offense on the field. Again, you're down 25-0, under 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Here comes Reigns dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up to the right side of the field, and he connects and gets his first down at the 21-yard line. 3:46 left to play. They're going to move up those chains. Yeah, Steve, you were on the cover of Stone Canyon Living at some point, aren't you?
Yeah, slow news day.
Yeah, you got a full-page ad in there, so.
they wanted Renee in there, and so. Well, I thought they could airbrush out more, but apparently there's limitations on how much they can remove.
Trips out to the left side of the line.
Well,
here.
Me, not Renee.
Well.
So, yeah. Right. Clear that up.
We know who the eye candy in that cover was. A throw across the flat to the intended receiver who takes it down to the 17-yard line. That's Keon Barnett as
Jacob Clifton coming up and making the tackle. So Broken Arrow able to continue this drive.
That'll bring up second down and seven. Well, I think that may leave Inside of Wausau as the only magazine that you haven't been on the cover on as of yet.
Yeah,
so.
I think I'd know someone there. I don't know.
I don't know. You have to ask Lord Merrill. She's in charge. Dropping back to throw. Reigns slinging it left side. It's off the fingertips of Marion Horn.
Tell you what, we haven't had a lot of sacks on Reigns tonight, but we've had consistent pressure. And much like we saw last week at Fayetteville, after you hit the quarterback a few times, his eyes start to drop down. And last couple of passes have not been on target for his receivers.
3 minutes, 5 seconds left to go in this third quarter. 25-0 our score. If you're just joining us, Owosso leading Broken Arrow in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. Trips out to the right this time. Jake Reigns ready to take the snap. He does so, dropping back. He was looking to throw. He's dragged
down
to the ground. And he's sacked in the backfield back near the 26-yard line.
Ontario Wilson putting the pressure on him, but the Rams... Wilson's going to have to limp off the field. He got twisted around there. Brought pressure by Brandon Dye from that left side at linebacker. He had a clear path, and his Reigns ducked behind his blocker. Ontario was right there to make the play.
25-0 our score. 2:33 left to play here. Fourth and 15 from the 25-yard line.
Just keep everything in front of you and don't give them the first down. You can give up 10 or 12 yards.
And they're going to call a timeout.
They should.
We'll take one with them. Our score, Owosso 25, Broken Arrow nothing. We'll take a one-minute break and be back right after this. You've got the Rams on 100.1 KYFM presented by InsideOwosso.com.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
First Bank of Owosso is a community bank with a big vision. A vision to see their clients prosper so they can make a positive difference in the world. Many on their team are Owosso High School alumni and are ready to serve you and your banking needs. As Owosso's hometown bank, they are in Owosso, for Owosso, and have been proudly supporting the Rams since 1962. Visit First Bank of Owosso online at firstbank.net. Member FDIC.
Down at 15 for the Broken Arrow Tigers from the 25-yard line. Twins to the left for Jake Raines. He drops back to throw. Looking. He'll sling it up the left side, and it's caught at the 11-yard line, much to the delight of the Broken Arrow faithful.
And I think it was just enough. They're going to give him the spot that will give Broken Arrow a first down. Let's see where they – boy, this is close.
It is close.
Did they give it to him?
Yeah, he got it. Move up the chains.
I see if Coach B wants to call him. He's going to let it go.
2 minutes, 11 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Owosso 25, Broken Arrow nothing if you're just joining us on radio.
Coach B's over on the far side talking to that sideline, Judge.
Raines handing off. Horn up the middle to the five, into the end zone. Touchdown, Broken Arrow. Tigers on the board for the first time tonight. 25-6 our score. A minute 52 left to go in this third quarter.
Just poor tackling that time by the Rams and lost containment. It was an easy run for Horn as he just scampers into the end zone for the Tiger touchdown.
Minute 52 left to play here. You're talking about Ontario Wilson a moment ago. Chris Harris texting into the broadcast, reminding us that not only is he an outstanding football player, but he's also an all-state French horn player.
Wow.
In the pride of Owosso.
Nice.
Multi-talented. Minute 52 left to play here. Broken Arrow comes off the field for a second set of instructions. And they're going to go for two here. See what Raines can do with the football. Now looks like Owosso is going to call a timeout. Minute 52 left to play. It's Owosso 25, Broken Arrow 6. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Owosso Rams on 100.1 KYFM.
Executive Homes is the Owosso home builder that offers standardly included luxury finishes in two distinctive styles. Whether your family prefers the traditional elegance of Executive's award-winning signature style or the contemporary design of its all-new EH transitional homes, each Executive home is built with unparalleled quality at an unbeatable price. Visit executivehomes.com to explore the homes and lots now available in the best neighborhoods throughout Owosso, including the final phase of Sheridan Cross and the almost sold out Boulder Point.
Minute 52 left to play here. Owosso 25, Broken Arrow 6. Broken Arrow scored a touchdown, and now they're trying to figure out what to do for their extra points here. And we're going to go for two. And it looks like that they're going to maybe try to kick the extra point instead, or no, they're going to still. All right, out to the right, Marion Horn pummeled at the 7-yard line.
Yeah, not a good call. And we're going to have a late flag. That may be against Owosso. I think Brandon Dye got caught up with one of the Broken Arrow players. It'll be post-play it looks like, and it'll be placed off the kickoff.
25-6 our score. We'll take a 30-second break and be back after this. You've got the Rams on KYFM.
What happens when a healthcare system truly listens? Healing happens. Hope happens. Good health happens. At Ascension, we know. Because we listen to you to better understand you. Then, our network of doctors, nurses, and care teams at St. John deliver a personalized healthcare experience that's right for you and your family. Find the care you need at stjohnhealthsystem.com.
Minute 52 left to play, an ill-conceived two-point play for the Broken Arrow Tigers as they snap it directly to the talented running back Marion Horn. His talent's not enough to get him into the end zone, and the score remains 25-6. Owosso leading it. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward along with you tonight. Rob Williams is on the numbers. Brandon Brewer punching all the buttons on video. Dave Waddell back at the studio. Aaron Garner and Michaela Washington and our friend Olivia, they're just all here in the booth hanging out and keeping the spirits up tonight.
So a personal foul against Dye, and that'll move the kickoff up to the Owosso 45-yard line.
Yep. They'll tee it up at the Owosso 45, kicking it from right to left. End-over-end kick is going to, it's going to be through the uprights and good, actually. That goes deep into the end zone. First and 10 from the 20-yard line for the Owosso Rams.
The Rams really need to reestablish themselves on offense and respond to the touchdown they gave up there to Broken Arrow. You don't want to get lax. There's a lot of time left in this football game, and you've dominated all of it so far. But you really need to put together another solid drive here, preferably with a touchdown.
Twins out to each side of the line here. Austin Havens back in at quarterback as he'll take it off the left hash mark.
Hand like off. That.
First man through. Gets to the 30, to the 35. Hagen Hood to the 40. Brought down at the 41-yard line, and that is a Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
I'm not sure I have seen Hagen Hood run as well as he has here this evening. I know he lost that one ball, but, boy, that was maybe one of his finest runs he's had in his career. And then another one there. He is not coming up to the offensive line and dancing around. He trusts that line to have the hole open for him when he gets there.
Havens dropping back, slinging it to Hood, left side. Hood catches it at the 40-yard line. Can't get past that line of scrimmage, though, and that'll bring up second down at 10.
So the Rams got to be able to pick up the blitz as the Tigers brought a linebacker in Havens' face that time. He had to get rid of the ball quicker than he wanted to.
Minute 10 left to play here. Owosso 25, Broken Arrow 6, if you're just joining us. Broken Arrow scored the touchdown and did not get their 2 points after they tried for the conversion. Keelan Carney, Trey Goins, and Cole Adams, triple receivers to the right.
Yeah, we got a timeout on the play by Owosso.
Yeah. Rams won the timeout. We'll take it with them. 44 seconds left to go in the third quarter. It's Owosso 25, the Broken Arrow Tigers, and their cowbell 6. We will take a 30-second break and be back after this. You've got the Rams on KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back. 44 seconds left to go in the third quarter. 25-6 our score. If I give you girls $100,
no,
would you go ask her to?
No.
offer her money to stop playing
exactly
it.
I knew exactly what you were. Do not mess with Grandma. That's a losing battle right there, my friend.
Trips to the right. Man in motion to the left is Cole Adams on a keeper. Havens up the middle. Gets up to the 44. And that's going to be a gain of four on the play to bring up third down at six.
Fortunate to hang on to the football that time, as it looked like one of the defenders grabbed his arm as he went up through the middle. That doesn't look like much, Grant, but that'll really open up the outside if they decide to go ahead and give the ball to the sweep runner.
Oh, there's two cowbells. My gosh.
It's a herd.
Twins to each side of the line here.
This may be a passing down for a while. Look at Broken Arrow, how far off the ball they are.
They are.
I've never seen this before.
Havens is off the left hash mark. Following Hood, he'll, on the keeper, roll up to the 48-yard line, and he'll get the first down. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first
down. I don't know
down.
That I've ever seen a defense start 3 yards off the football. Not sure the thought process there.
And we've come to the end of the third quarter. Our score, the Owosso Rams 25, the Broken Arrow Tigers 6. Back with more of the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl presented by Jim Glover Auto Group. And this is Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on KYFM.
Tulsa Bone & Joint is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinty serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone & Joint. Our office, conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, is ready to care for you and your family. Tulsa Bone & Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
Welcome back to the Tiger Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow. Grant Merrill, Steve Mallory, Rob Williams along with you. Kelly Ward on the sideline. Another Matt Jay and Company CPA by the number of stats update. Here's Steve.
Well, the Rams have 163 yards on the ground on 32 carries. 12 of 16 through the air is Austin Havens with 157 yards, no interceptions. The Rams have 320 yards to Broken Arrow's 168. Time of possession through three quarters, the Rams 21 minutes, Broken Arrow 14.
First and 10 Rams. Havens rolling out to the right. He'll connect with an open receiver at the 46-yard line, and on the run there is Jackson Woods for the Rams. That'll bring up second down and 5.
Rams now have 17 first downs in the ball game. Broken Arrow 9. Rams just dominating in every category, Grant.
Scoring update in the Backyard Bowl. Jinx 21, Union nada. Quick toss to the tailback.
Oh, it's Brandon Dye going to run
Brandon
with it.
Brandon Dye is going to get down to the 40 or the 32-yard line, and that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
He is stoked on the sideline right now. That was that quick pitch toss. I'm going to tell you, folks, Dye is not right, and I would not want to get in front of him and make that tackle.
First down and 10 from the 33. 11:15 and the clock rolling in this fourth quarter. Trips out to the left this time. Havens taking the snap on the keeper, runs up the middle, gets down to the 29-yard line, no further.
There we go. The Rams offensive line reestablishing themselves on this drive.
That is a gain of four on the play here. A couple of other scores. Mustang down to Stillwater, 42-7.
Wow.
Pioneers rolling.
West Side still trying to find somebody over there that can match up.
Maybe a bigger challenge than they thought. Second down and 6. Twins out to the left, Twins out to the right. Ready to take the snap. Havens, he'll drop back to throw, slinging it right side to Hagen Hood. Hagen Hood down to the 28, gets a 1-yard gain.
got knocked out of bounds rather rudely.
10:15 left to play here. That'll bring up second down. Third down, I'm sorry. From the 29-yard line.
Actually, I think it is second down.
It is
according
second,
to
sorry.
The scoreboard's incorrect, but the sideline marker is correct.
Twins to the left. Out of the gun, Havens. He'll drop back to throw. Slinging it left side this time and connecting. Keelan Carney down to the 20. Gets the first down. Brought to you by Duralast Roofing Specialists. And they'll move up those chains with 9:39 left to go.
That was a great pass by Austin Havens. It was a long pass, and he threw it on a dart to the wide side of the field. Takes a long time to get there, but he put it right on the money for Carney. That's a big first down for the Rams.
First and 10 from the Broken Arrow 19-yard line. Rams with 9:23 left to play in the ball game, leading 25-6.
Let's just crush this in.
I'm ready when they are.
Just taking their time, running clock, wearing down this Broken Arrow defense. They've been on the field a long time here tonight.
Carney split to the right. Cole Adams split to the near side. Hand off to Hagan Hood. Up the middle he goes. He'll get to the 17. Gain of two on the play. We'll bring up second down and 8.
Had a player lost his helmet, so he'll have to come off the field.
Is that the same one as last time?
Dietrich Moore.
Yeah. Let's just strap that thing on a little tighter.
Find out what position he is playing and attack.
Second down and 8 from the 17-yard line. Owosso 25, Broken Arrow 6 here in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. This was the hottest ticket in Tulsa to get tonight.
Sure was.
Trips to the right. Out of the gun, it will be Havens with a man in motion to the left. He'll fake a handoff and roll to the right this time.
Oh, great
Havens
play.
Connecting with Hood. Hood down to the 15, still on his feet at the 10, gets down to the 6-yard line. That's where he's ran out of bounds. Should be good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
And the Rams are dropping tigers all over the field. One from behind over here on the near side, and Keelan Carney just destroyed the corner over on the far side. This Tiger defense is getting tired, and the Rams are leaning on them right now.
First and goal from the 7-yard line. Getting word that brand new grandfather and head coach of the baseball Rams, Larry Turner, listening tonight. Always loves to see a Broken Arrow team go down. Man in motion to the right is Carney.
Goins.
Direct snap to Goins. He'll run to the left this time. Breaking from one defender. Gets stuck with a wall there at the 4-yard line, and that's where he stopped, stuffed, and brought down for a 3-yard gain. That'll bring up second down and goal.
He had daylight to that left side, and one of the defenders was able to just get their big paw on Big Trey and slow him down enough before he got some help.
7 minutes, 33 seconds left to go in this one. 25-6 our score. Second and goal down from the 4-yard line. Austin Havens bringing in a play from the sideline. He'll line his team up here with Hagan Hood next to him in the gun and Twins to the left. Keelan Carney in motion to the right, takes the handoff, runs to the right, breaks one defender,
no.
Gets in. No, he does not.
Yes, he does, but we got a hold. There was a hold on the far side by one of the Ram receivers, so that's going to come back.
Yeah. Well, he got in, but
he
it
did
wasn't
get in.
Good,
you
enough
were right.
For the, good enough for the touchdown, unfortunately, after the penalties will draw this one back. The scoreboard operator thought we were good to go. He went on ahead and put the 6 points on the board. And that'll bring up second down and goal from the 15-yard line. And ladies and gentlemen, this woman with the cowbell has no lack of energy tonight. Twins to the left, and Broken Arrow jumps off sides.
Yeah, we'll get 5 yards back.
7:04 left to play here. 25-6 our score if you're just joining us.
I bet Christmas is fun at her house. Huh? What do you think?
It is, too.
I bet Grandma knows no bounds when it comes to spending money on the grandkids, I'm going to guess.
Probably not.
I bet they all have cowbells.
Well, matching cowbells to boot. So Kind of like being at Grandpa's house for Christmas.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
No cowbells, but no limit to the spending, right?
Yep. Plenty of Ram gear, though.
I bet there is. Clearance sale.
A lot of
Ram
gear.
Twins to the left. Handoff. Hagen Hood up the middle. Gets down to the 5-yard line. Fights through to the 3-yard line.
Rams still burying Tigers out on the field.
That'll bring third down and goal from the 3. 6:47 left to play here. Well, 25-6 is our score, and they look to make it 31-6 if they can punch it in right here. And now a quick toss into the end zone.
Who is that?
Brendan Dye.
Give it to the linebacker. Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yeah, you don't want any part of that. That's dangerous.
Just get out of his way. Let him put the 6 on the board. It's 31-6.
Yeah.
6:26 left to play here.
I would not want to get in front of that dude.
So used to seeing him on defense, and I'm looking up number eight. Whoa, that's Brendan Dye. So we'll see what they decide to do here for the extra point. Hagen Hood going to try to kick it here. Here comes the extra point attempt. The hold, the kick, it is through the uprights and good. It is 32-6 with 6:26 left to go in the ball game. We'll take a quick timeout. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. Pastor Bruce McCarty and his crew inviting you to check out their church this weekend at owassofirst.com. We're back after this 30-second break. You've got the Rams presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, don't trust your real estate needs to just any mom-and-pop company. At the Hopper Group, you get local market expertise with the backing of a worldwide network. Enjoy RE/MAX results with the Hopper Group, a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Football.
You are listening to the Owosso Rams 50,000-watt blowtorch flagship station, 100.1 KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville, where it's straight up 9 o'clock. I'm Grant Merrill. Steve Mallory's along with us. Kelly Ward's on the sideline. And Rob Williams crunches the numbers. The Owosso Rams lead the Broken Arrow Tigers in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl by a score of 32-6. And we'll see what these Tigers decide to do to try to at least narrow that deficit here in the last few minutes of the ball game. But this was a game that was supposed to be the big one, the big number one versus number two showdown. We thought it might be a little closer.
Yeah.
Dominating numbers, and with another Jay and Company by the numbers, or Jay and Company CPAs by the numbers stats update. Here's Steve.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the kind of drive you just hope and draw up. 14 plays, covers 80 yards, and even more importantly, 7 minutes and 26 seconds time of possession. That is deflating if you're a defense.
I'll tee it up at the 40-yard line, and Hagen Hood will kick it from right to left here. Hagen Hood does it all for the Owosso Rams.
Let's see how we kick off here.
Here comes the kick. It is going to be a short kick, and it's caught at the 44-yard line.
I think Hood was actually supposed to kick it over the front line into the open area in the middle.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
I thought we might try an onside. Coach Blankenship is pulling everything out of his book tonight, and it's all working.
Well, it is. First and 10 from the 43. Broken Arrow moving from left to right on the radio dial. Check in on some of those scores here in a minute from around the state. UConn destroys Deer Creek tonight, 55-10. Stillwater still up on Mustang, 42-7. Here's Jake Raines, quarterback for Broken Arrow, with a quick handoff. Out to the right side goes Horn, and he's going to be stopped at the 43.
You know, one of the observations I have here tonight is I really believe that Broken Arrow underestimated the sideline-to-sideline speed of this Ram defense. They are filling gaps in the defensive line up front, allowing their linebackers to scrape across and make plays, and they have just been in – The defense has been in Broken Arrow's huddle all night long.
Second down and 10 for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Back to throw, Reigns. He'll slug it right side. It's incomplete pass here.
Now they're going to give it to him.
Oh, they are going to give it to him.
I thought it skipped on the carpet there for a moment.
Well, you were waving it off, so I trust you over the referee.
No, don't trust me. Mine's wishful thinking.
Third down and 3. Over on K1, 93.3 and 1400 AM, Evan Farbach has the call tonight as Bartlesville Bruins trailing the Sepulpa Chieftains 35-7 in the third quarter. Third down, 4 to go. And now dropping back to throw is Reigns. He'll
Got
look,
him.
And they're going to pull him down. Big man making the tackle there is Josiah Stevens, who's making a name for himself today. He'll bring him back about 4 yards here, Steve.
Yeah, Coach Graham just doing a great job of continuing what he and Coach Klink did together defensively. He has made all the right calls here tonight for this Ram defense.
Well, I'm now getting hate mail because I have not had you on the cover of Inside Owosso's new magazines yet. So,
yep, I knew it.
Although Courtney Jamison over at the athletic office said that she and Lori Snodgrass might look better on the cover.
Yes.
So that's okay. Here's the kick. It's going to be waved off by Gage Lady, who is back to receive.
Well, the big hogs up front for the Rams, Grant, been doing the job tonight. Dylan Gilbert, Carter Davis, Hudson Mosby, Grayson Isaac, and Anthony Lawrence. Those guys don't get enough love up front, but I'm going to tell you, I got an idea who the players of the game are going to be tonight when we get to the end.
Absolutely.
Got a couple of honorees, but
I'm going to call some people out here. I'm looking up at the video board here at Broken Arrow and see my friends Adam Hildebrandt and Steve Spavital. Who do we have to talk to get mine and Mallory's picture up on our Jumbotron at Owosso? Do we know anybody that could do that?
And I'm not sure we really want to do that.
Might be sitting here in the – well, you're on the cover of every magazine. At least I could at least match your width there somehow. First and 10 for the Owosso Rams. First man through gets it up to about the 26-yard line, and that's Derek Overstreet on the run there.
And it's been a nice 1-2 punch for the Rams, Hagan Hood and Derek Overstreet, kind of splitting duties there in the backfield.
Second down and 4 for the Rams here. Austin Havens with Overstreet next to him. Ronnie Thomas split to the left this time. He'll take it out of the gun off the right hash mark, but he'll look to the right sideline first. And I think we have a whistle blowing.
Got a flag?
And a flag on the play.
I think Broken Arrow jumped off sides. That's going to move the ball up 5 yards for the Rams. That's going to be enough for a Ram first down.
Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. First and 10 Owosso, their own 26-yard line.
3:44 to go. My money is on the fact the Rams may just run this clock out. The way their offensive line is grinding up front.
Don't forget, next week is the off week.
Bye week, yep.
And then we'll be at home against Union 2 weeks from tonight. And now a quick handoff. First man through gets up to the 30, up to the 35. Brought down at the 39 is Derek Overstreet on the run there for Owosso.
Another first down.
Actually, Emery Neely, I'm sorry, on the carry. And that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. 28 and 22 looked rather similar when they're flying by you. So Emery Neely, the ball carrier with 3:18 left to play. And now Seth Hammer is back in the ball game for the Owosso Rams.
Well, I think Austin Havens has cemented himself as the quarterback for the Rams.
Handoff, Hammer gives it off to the first man through.
Another first down.
Diving into the 50 for the first down is Emery Neely once again, and we are under 3 minutes on the clock here.
Leaving Tigers in his wake.
Yep, we've got one man down, and they're going to check him out. So while they do that, we'll take a 30-second timeout and be back right after this. It's Owosso 32, Broken Arrow 6 in the folds of Honor Patriot Bowl. This is Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire, keep
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
Quarterback will hand off, first man through, gets up to the 45-yard line no further. And that is going to be a 6-yard gain to bring up second down and 4 for the Owosso Rams. 2:30 left to play in this ballgame. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight.
Rams now with over 400 yards in this ballgame. That's not something I would have predicted coming in here tonight. I did say if the Rams played tonight the way they did last week that it was really going to be a problem. But they have come out focused and ready and from the very beginning have just dominated this game.
Hammer handing it off. First man through. Gets up to the 40-yard line. He'll get the first down. Brian Montanotti texting back into the broadcast, by the way, Steve. He says that cowbell that we heard was almost as annoying as the words Boomer Sooner.
Oh, yeah. So. Got to disagree there.
You'd be proud of me. Check it out.
Yeah. There you go.
I got the OU gear on tonight.
And you, both you guys avoided saying about that state to the east tonight. I'm surprised you both could make it through a broadcast without talking about those guys.
I may have only said one thing about that great state over there.
Yes.
But that's when Bobby Klink was here.
True.
Hammer handing it off. Emery Neely, the ball carrier, who got up to the 36. That's a gain of 3. Second down and 7. Yep, we've got a 1:10 left to go here. Owosso sealing a victory tonight. They'll move to 3-0 on the season when the clocks hit all zeros.
I'm telling you, this offense is just going to grind this game out. I think we're done.
Seth Hammer ready to take the snap. Handing it off, Emery Neely once again gets up to the 30-yard line. 7-yard gain. 32-6 our score. 34 seconds left to play here. That'll bring up third down and 1. And they may just let this clock run out tonight. I think that's what they're going to do. All right, the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl in the books, and your Owosso Rams, for the second year in a row, are the champions as they beat the Broken Arrow Tigers 32-6 tonight here at Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll check in with Kelly Ward, who will have Bill Blankenship, and then we will have you a by-the-number stats update brought to you by Jay & Company CPA. And the First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap straight ahead as well. This is Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with PayMe Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with PayMe Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
Owosso, this is Matt Jay, managing shareholder at Jay & Company CPA, located right here in Owosso. Our firm offers professional services in tax preparation, bookkeeping, financial compilations, and payroll. Contact us today at 918-272-1123 or visit our website at mattjcpa.com or follow us on social media. Keep it local and go Rams.
Hey, Owosso Rams football fans. When bad things happen, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to your Farmers agent, me, Rod Morton, today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever life situations may come your way. Again, that's Rod Morton at 918-376-4970.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Wings to Go in Owosso can be described as simply great wings. Wings to Go in Owosso is located on 129th, just up from Home Depot. Wings to Go is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams and all of the Owosso community. Our Friday special, chicken tenders, and they are delicious. Wednesday is boneless special all day. You can check out our menu on wingstogo.com. Stop in before the game and grab Wings to Go or bring the family and enjoy simply great wings with us. Wings to Go, Owosso.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
Love to be back. Our final score, 32-6, as the Owosso Rams victorious in the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl here at Broken Arrow Memorial Stadium for the second year in a row. And Kelly Ward's got Bill Blankenship on the sideline.
Hey, Coach, tonight it looks like you have found, the team has found their true identity and the direction that they are going. What say you?
I thought we were really physical. I'm very, very proud of them. Offensive line dominated. Defensively, we had a great game. So, I'm just thrilled.
Where are we going from here?
A bye week, thankfully. Right. Yeah, hopefully we can get recovered and be ready to go again.
Yeah, Union coming up in 2 weeks. Yeah. What's the prep?
Well, it's Union. I mean, that's everybody knows that. It always has been, and they're not going to be different just because somebody wishes it to be.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Bill Blankenship with Kelly Ward on the sidelines tonight. And again, big win tonight for the Owosso Rams. Steve, your thoughts on this one? It was a lot more lopsided than any of us expected. We thought this was going to be that close game, number one, number two matchup that was going to be a shootout down to the wire, and it wasn't.
No, I mean, it was a complete dominating effort by the Owosso Rams. I mean, offense, defense, special teams. Even when the Rams turned the ball over, you still felt like you were good enough to come out and regain control of the ball game. B.A. had that one touchdown there late in the third quarter. Poor tackling by the Rams there on the end of that. But, boy, you look at top to bottom, time of possession, yardage. We'll read the numbers here in just a moment. But they just did a fantastic job. Honestly, this is one of the most complete games I can remember Owosso playing from beginning to end. We saw moments of it in against Edmond Santa Fe. Of course, they came out early and just crushed Edmond Santa Fe. A back-and-forth battle last week. Man, tonight, it was all Owosso Rams, and they left no doubt when they walked off this football field here tonight in Broken Arrow.
Well, this is the time that we're going to have a bye week next week, and, you know, it couldn't come at a better time to get rested for the rest of that 6A1 stretch. I mean, you know, Union's down, yes. They're 0-3 heading into this next week, but, you know, that's not one you heard Bill Blankenship say. That's never one you can count out.
No, Bill Blankenship knows Union. He knows Kirk Frederick. He knows that staff. He knows they've got players, and he's not going to let anybody tell him that they're not any good or they're down or anything. He's going to go back and tell these guys Union will come in ready to play. Coach Fred will have the Redskins ready to play. But I'm telling you, Coach Blankenship, he's got some horses in the barn right now that he's not afraid to bring out. We saw it right here tonight in this resounding victory over Broken Arrow.
Our By the Number Stats Update brought to you by Jay and Company CPAs. They take care of my taxes. They'll take care of yours, too. And they're happy to support the Owosso Rams, and whether they need to crunch the numbers for your family or for your business, give Matt Jay and his crew a call. They'll be happy to take care of all your accounting needs. 32-6, our final score tonight, and the numbers look like what, Steve Mallory?
We've said it all night long. It's all Owosso Rams. 45 carries on the ground for 246 yards. Austin Haven, 16 of 20 with no interceptions, does a really good job managing the game. We're seeing the offensive line protect him. He's getting more confident there in the pocket. Made some great throws here tonight. Threw for 183 yards, 429 yards for the Rams to 170 for Broken Arrow, who had 72 yards on the ground, 98 yards through the air. Each team had a fumble. Each team had five penalties. Man, here's a big stat here tonight. 31 minutes and 11 seconds time of possession for Owosso. 16 minutes, 49 seconds for Broken Arrow. You keep the other team's offense off the field, you got a pretty good chance of winning, and that's exactly what Owosso did. 7 of 8 on third down conversions. Broken Arrow, 4 of 9 and 2 of 3 on third down conversions. They held Horn, their touted wide receiver, all-around player tonight, 37 yards on the ground. Did Horn rush for? He had two receptions for 30 yards. You come in tonight saying you're going to hold Horn to 67 yards. I would have said, boy, we'll take that anytime. Stiber had 14 yards receiving. Tally, 6 yards. Jenning, 46. I mean, just minimal numbers for the Broken Arrow Tigers. Reigns, I thought the Rams held him in check, 12 of 17 with the one interception for 98 yards. For Owosso, Hagan Hood, thought he had his best game rushing that I can remember. Ran hard, ran with purpose, and really did a good job. Broke the century mark, 107 yards on 15 carries. Overstreet, 44 yards on 9 carries. Haven, 16 yards and a touchdown on 4 carries. Brennan Dye, he got in the action tonight. He scores a touchdown, 2 carries for 12 yards. And through the air, Cole Adams hit the century mark. 6 catches for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Keelan Carney, 2 touchdowns for 22 yards. Woods for 6 yards. Thomas, 15. Overstreet for 30. And Hood for 10. And I would just say that if ESPN is listening, I don't know, you might want to call the athletic director at a little town north of Tulsa called Owosso, Oklahoma,
yeah,
and see if you might want to bring your camera crew and film the Rams sometime in the future.
Maybe an Owosso Bixby.
I don't know. I'm just
going to ESPN.
Whatever. I don't know. Just I just know that we can hold them. So
we can. We can.
A great victory here tonight. And Grant, I think I've already told you who I think my players of the game are.
Okay, our player of the game brought to you by your 3 McDonald's locations in Owosso, the OG on 76th Street, the Walmart location, and the one at Highway 20 and Highway 169. Tell the rest of the world who your player of the game is tonight.
I mean, Grant, we dominated the trenches tonight, and we left no doubt. We just, those guys went out and did a job that I didn't even know we could do. I knew we had the potential, but the job that they did in the first quarter, and then they literally just broke down this Broken Arrow defense, broke their will, and we pretty much, Coach Blankenship had them ready to play. Dylan Gilbert, Carter Davis, Hudson Mosby, Grayson Isaac, and Anthony Lawrence, the big Road Raiders up front are my players of the game here tonight.
Okay, we'll give it to all of them for sure. And that's going to be let it be written, let it be done. The players of the game are your offensive line. Well, Steve, good luck.
Yeah, ought to be fun. Next go round as Union comes to town in a couple of weeks. That's always a fun matchup, brother.
Well, you will be, Lord willing, back in the booth. We're hoping. Of course, it's no secret now that it's been on the front page of the Owosso Reporter that you'll go under the knife later this week for little bit of a procedure, but we've got full faith that we will see you 2 weeks from tonight at Owosso Stadium.
We'll make that happen, and really, Grant, the real story is how fortunate, you know, get to call these Owosso Ram games. So it's a lot of fun. Hopefully we can keep the streak alive, but the main thing is just come back where we can call more Owosso football, because I'm telling you, these guys are fun, they're good, and they got a really good chance of bringing another gold ball to Owosso, Oklahoma.
If anybody knows how to lower a hospital bed into a stadium with a helicopter, please call me at 918-407-7265, and we'll make you a good deal on some advertising.
I got a pretty good nurse.
Well, Renee, our thoughts and prayers are with you. You will be nominated as the First Baptist Saint by the end of the week.
That's for sure.
Anyway, final score 32-6 tonight. We appreciate appreciate each and every one of you for being a part of our broadcast tonight. Thank you to all of our fine sponsors who make Owosso Rams on the radio and on TV a possibility each and every week. And we certainly thank all of the people who make it possible for us to be on the air, including Brandon Brewer, Dave Waddell back in the studio, Olivia, and Michaela and Aaron in the booth with us here from the Owosso Sports Network, Brock Crawford as well. And for all of those that I just mentioned, I'm Grant Merrill saying good night. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Again, Owosso wins the Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl 32-6 over the Broken Arrow Tigers. We will see you in 2 weeks. Good night, everybody.